Over the recent years, our press pass conversations with Jim Fink of Business First had been trending upward as he carried the good news of a resurging economy in the region to us. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed all that. So on today's press pass, Jim Fink puts some of the bad news in perspective, and he starts with the shutdown's impact on the region's hospitality industry.
Deadly, devastating. How many other adjectives and adverbs can you come up with? Let me throw a number at you. Zero. That is what officials in Niagara Falls, New York, are predicting might be the hotel occupancy for May and June, which typically is the start of what they call the 100 golden days. Normally those hotels, and there's almost 3,300 hotel rooms plus the casinos, so if you add that in, roughly 4,000 hotel rooms in Niagara Falls, New York. They're looking at occupancies of 0, 1, 2, 3% when normally they should be in the 60s, 70s, pushing the 80s. When you get into the 100 golden days, the peak of summer, the hotels in Niagara Falls are typically operating at more than a 90% occupancy rate. This year, they'll be lucky in the peak, assuming at some point things break, if they get to the 30 or 40%. This is going to have a huge long-term economic impact, not only for this year, but years going out.
What will it mean for these hotels? Are some better positioned to stay afloat than others?
Well, that was my next point, is I'm probably going to be writing stories in the next while of hotel owners basically throwing the keys back to the bank and saying, it's your problem now, and we're going to see banks having to sell hotels for perhaps 10 cents on the dollar. It's a city that's on marginal financial ground to begin with. If hotels are going for 10 cents on the dollar, that goes to their assessed value. That means their property tax base is going to be devastated. The impacts are going to run deep and they're going to run long.
What about housing sales of commercial entities, something that we've been talking about, something that has been very, very robust in recent years? What are you seeing right now?
Deals that were in place pre-pandemic are closing, whether it's residential or commercial. In fact, last week there was a horse farm out in East Aurora that sold for over $1 million. There's been some office deals, a building on Delaware Avenue right next to the Saturn Club just sold. Investor Bill Hine bought it, and he's got a tenant going in there. So there are deals happening, especially residential agents. They're really handcuffed by certain mandates. They can't physically be in there to show the houses. They can't even be there for final closings at this point. So it's tough. It's a new world. They're doing a lot of virtual and online transactions, but people are still looking at houses. Houses are still going under contract, and closings are still happening. Obviously not at the level that they were 6-8 weeks ago, but and not at the level that you'd expect them to be typically at this time of year. But there are still, it's not a dead zone. There are still residential deals happening. There are still commercial tenants out there looking for space. There are still commercial deals in place. Ellicott Development just sold a property on Abbott Road to a mosque that's going to be a school or community center of some sort. So there are interesting little deals happening. There's a multi-tenant building on Hurdle Avenue that just closed for $400,000. There's a bar on the first floor and apartments on the second and third floor. So we're still seeing a lot of that activity.
Jim Fink of Business First, thanks very much for your perspective this morning and for joining us on Press Pass.
No problem. We'll talk to you next month.